And welcome to Season 8, Episode 22 of Swimming with the Fish. I am Crutch, and here once again, after a mild delay because of weather, I am here with the Chief and the Goon. Chief, how's it going down there in Texas?
Storms, storms, and more storms.
Do you lose anything this time, or you okay?
I have a delay every now and then, but right now it seems to be okay. So as long as I'm up and rolling, we can keep the show going.
Oh, look at this. He's a poet and he didn't even know it.
Wow. That means Boeing has not made his computer equipment.
If his computer equipment is trying to work even in adverse conditions, yeah, Boeing had nothing to do with it.
No, nothing.
Yeah. Hi, Goon. How are you?
You know what? I'm a little sad, but I'll be all right.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we have some sad news. Let's pull the Band-Aid off and just dig right in. Goon, my most heartfelt condolences.
Thank you. It was a long time coming. If those of you who follow our counter page will notice a change in the counter, in one of them anyway. It's the hostage was released.
So to speak.
Well, as far as I know, the beast has not become a little metal cube yet.
Right.
But all the paperwork was done to accomplish that with the Jacob the Israeli on yesterday.
So there is no more beast truck being held hostage by Jacob. It's now just gone.
It's gone. I turned in the license plates today. So I have a question. Will the beast be used to reinforce the platform in Gaza? One wonders.
Wow. It's a bit of a stretch. I mean, you know.
I don't know if there's enough actual metal that isn't rusted on it left to, you know, be of much use there.
How well can you mold rust into a stand?
So you saw how that thing was built. They're probably just going to jam it. They're going to wedge it under like a shiv or shim and hope that it props it up so the platform does not float away.
So does anybody know what the cost of that platform was?
$350 million.
Right.
I am so glad that we're using our tax dollars that way.
Anybody have any idea how many veterans we could help with $350 million?
Quite a few. Yeah, but listen, the nation is getting what it's voted for. When you vote for Democrats, money gets wasted.
So true.
Change my mind.
Why? I've got my choir robe on.
Yeah, well, have you seen what's happening here in the Democratic People's Republic of Maryland?
Specifically, sir?
Yeah, he lives there. I would hope so.
So I have recently, today, in fact, gone to register one of my other vehicles. One that I still own.
Okay. And that runs.
That runs. All of my other vehicles are running now, but more on that in a bit. And they told me that right now to renew the vehicle would be $220 for 2 years, so $110 a year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it's been that for, quite a while, hasn't it, gentlemen?
Yeah, it sounds about right.
I try to forget everything that happened in Maryland.
So much so, he took an ice pick and drove it into a certain part of his frontal cortex to dig out just those memories, yes.
Okay, so it hasn't gone up in a while, and I appreciate why you would do that, Chief. So I'm told that the new governor, who is a member of which party was that again? Refresh my memory.
Democratic with small d.
Yeah. So it's going up from $220 every 2 years to $323. That's about
golly
percent, isn't it?
as the goon would say.
Yeah, that I did say that at Motor Vehicles Today. Golly. July 1st, that happens.
Nice.
So folks, you got what you voted for. Just saying.
Well, most of the people in the state of Maryland work for the government, so, you know, I'm sure they'll just, and, you know, take it out in credit leave, comp time, early leave. Right. I miss anything?
And what people are, well, there's just cheating on your time card.
You gotta be careful. There's two ways to get fired: treason and time card fraud. And treason is iffy.
In time card fraud, they have to find it.
That's right.
That's true.
It can take them a long while. You could be retired before they find it.
Right.
Then they have to find you. But if you move, say, you know, Montana,
or Moscow,
dirt road number 3. They may never find you. Bunch of guys in suits wandering around out there. You're just hiding behind a rock going, they'll never find me here.
Are there rocks in Montana?
I think so. Okay. There's Big Sky. I know that.
You can't hide in the Big Sky.
Yankee Swamp Fox's son went to school in Montana. We can ask him.
They have buildings in Montana?
They have buildings. They have a tree.
they have a one-room schoolhouse. You never saw a need for more than one room.
You know, suddenly I hear the sound of an axe being sharpened.
Oh, Lordy, it's fun. How many people are in Montana? Honest to God, really?
5.
It was more, but one of them went on vacation.
I don't know. Let me look. Oh, please.
Montana. 1.123 million people in an entire state.
As opposed to our fair state.
Oh, good question. I don't know how many people are in
there. 6.18 million.
Okay.
As opposed to Chief State.
All of them.
30.5 million.
Well, that's interesting. So we are six times more than Montana, and Texas is 5 times more than us.
Yes. Without the last census, a lot has changed since all these illegals crossed over.
Well, the good news is they're not staying in Texas because you guys have a wonderful bus service.
That's right. You just move them where they need to go, where people said they were welcome to come. Places like Denver,
right, where everybody knows your name,
and Martha's, Boston,
Martha's Vineyard.
Okay, they weren't welcome there, as it turns out. We're a sanctuary city, unless, well, we don't actually want them.
Right, we're a sanctuary city unless somebody actually wants sanctuary.
You know, you can only come here if you have a job like cleaning our homes. Thank you very much.
Isn't it amazing how fast that story died? I mean, literally, these people are like, they can't stay here. You need to move them out of here. But we still don't feel like we're racist. No, no, you are. It's okay.
No.
At the very least, you're hypocrites, you know.
Yeah, but perish the thought. Oh my goodness. So, as far as my car's running,
yay!
I finally, on Memorial Day, was able to order the part that the professional recommended to me way back in, I think it was January.
Now, you say you took this long to order it. Was it like you couldn't find a place to buy it, or you didn't know what the part was exactly, or what was the delay?
So what the part does is it turns off the fuel economy technique called variable cylinder management, which causes premature wear and extra oil consumption and all kinds of problems on Honda. In fact,
yes,
they got sued for it.
Nobody likes premature wear.
So the nice people of, I think these guys are from the Honda Club out in California, developed a device, tricked the car, because this VCM, variable cylinder management, won't happen unless the car is warm enough. So they created a little module that
the car constantly thinks it's cold.
Constantly thinks it's below whatever, 167, I think it is.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And so originally you had to do this, and you had to change, whenever it got really cold outside, you had to change the resistors on the module to compensate for that. So they upgraded it so you don't have to do that anymore. First there was a dial, and now there's nothing. It just knows.
Wow.
But it also screwed up your temperature gauge.
Sure.
So this new one that I have doesn't screw up your temperature gauge. And if your temperature does go over 212, it actually has an audible alarm that will sound, and it will launch a check engine code.
Wow.
So the problem is, these are a bunch of hobbyists who are making this device.
Mm-hmm.
So they can only make a certain number a week.
Well, you know.
And you order on Mondays starting at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Mm-hmm.
So where are we generally at that time?
Well, we're usually at our place of employment, whether we're actually working or not.
That's, hey. Nobody asked that question. But you can't get to the site from where we work.
Right.
So you have to go out in your car and try and do it on your cell phone, which is aggravating.
Sure.
And they sell out very quickly because, you know, I don't know how many they make a week, but they're making these by hand.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, I waited using, you know, the atomic clock.
Right.
And when it clicked to 2 minutes before nine, I started refreshing the page, and this past Monday, I got it.
Wow.
And not only that, after I ordered and I paid, mm-hmm. and they said, okay, well, you know, when you get a confirmation number, here's your stuff.
Right.
Your stuff will be coming to you.
Mm-hmm.
Soon as we make it.
Well, yeah.
I got all that, and I was very happy, and I got an email from a very nice man from the actual Honda Club,
mm-hmm.
that said, hey, we've had a lot, we've had a lot of people order incorrectly. I'm verifying the year of your car and model so that we send you one that has the correct plug, because you put this in line to the temperature sensor.
Right, and the plugs change over years. Sure.
And the plugs change over the years. And he goes, the one you ordered is for this year. Is that what you have? And mine is a 2006 Odyssey. Mm-hmm. And I confirmed it. And he said, thank you very much. It's on the way. And later this, on Friday, I got a confirmation. He said, okay, we put it in the mail.
Nice.
So I can't tell you how happy I am to get this and install it and have, it also does, the card does, has, it uses a lot of oil because of the system.
Oh, so
it shuts off some of the cylinders while you're driving at speed. And after a while, it will shut off four of the six cylinders.
Wow.
And then when they come back on, quite a bit of oil is built up in those cylinders. So you get a gigantic cloud of smoke
that coming out. That would be unbehaving.
Golly, the people behind you say when that happens. Because right. Honestly, it looks like you're spraying for mosquitoes. And it's totally random.
Just weird. Yeah, it'd be nice if you could control, like, with a switch, like James Bond, you know, and he has smoke screen.
So, well, they found a way to generate an effective one. I will say that. So I'm very happy that I'm not going to have to worry about that anymore. And once I get it, you have to let the car cool down overnight, because apparently it resets itself. It talks to the computer, engine ECM, engine control mechanism.
I always thought those were electronic countermeasures. You like dropping chaff?
Maybe that's why it has the smoke.
You thought that was smoke. Maybe that was really chaff. Okay.
Maybe that's instead of chap. I noticed the people flashing their lights and waving their arms. I thought they were saying, hey, look, it's the goon. He's number one. I guess not.
No. Well, yeah.
But at any rate, you have to have the engine cold when you first fire it up so that it can calibrate itself.
When sounds like a very cool deal.
When was the last time my engine was cold? Yeah. Yeah, not... well, this morning.
It wasn't really cold. I mean, the engine was cold.
That was before I got up early to go get coffee and then on to motor vehicles. Where I discovered something else. There'll be more on this next show.
Yeah,
when hopefully I will know how it turned out. I went in to also, for this particular car, it's time to renew, which I'm eager to do this month before the price goes up.
Exactly.
And I couldn't renew because Motor Vehicle said, there's a flag on your account, but they wouldn't tell me what.
Well,
and I thought, it was because of the late beast, because I hadn't done my emissions on it, because, you know, the car won't run. It's not, there's no need for an emissions test. It's not producing any emissions.
It hasn't emitted for a while.
I thought I would push the car in there, let him put that big metal hoobajoob up its tailpipe and go, yep, nope, your emissions are fine, sir. But they weren't eager to do that.
No hoobajooba tubing?
No.
Okay.
Nope. So I thought it was because I was late on that. As it turns out, when I went in, they said, oh no, your insurance has expired.
No.
And I was like, wait, on this car or the one on the, you know, on the truck? Because it did expire. I changed it to storage insurance.
Sure.
I guess that's what it's called. You guys ever done something like that?
Were you storing it with Jacob?
Well, if you're storing it anywhere and you're not driving it, the rate's quite a bit less.
Rarely do you have a car wreck when it's not being driven.
Barrel still requires you to have it, though. Isn't that great?
Yeah. Hey. These are all the things that don't exist in Texas. So there's no emissions test. We had a yearly vehicle inspection test, but as of next year, they got rid of that. So basically, there will be no tests. There's just are you
all cars are taking the course's audit.
But I just thanks to you guys doing this, I remembered that my tags expire this month.
Oh,
this month has just started.
Yeah.
And so I went.
The one with the
I went to go look, and I tried to renew online, and it said you haven't had your vehicle inspected. And then I looked at vehicle inspection law, and it said the law that you're thinking about doesn't take effect until next year. And I was like, dang it. So.
Wow. So you're getting pinged for a law that doesn't take effect yet?
No.
Oh, the no more. Yeah. So you have one more year of tests. Got it. Okay. Wishful thinking.
So, Chief, I called the insurance company.
What'd you call them?
Well, I called them the nice people at USAA because they are.
Oh, okay.
And guess what they told me? I said, well, you know, Maryland says my insurance has expired. And they said, uh-uh. You know where they're from, don't you, Chief?
Yeah, my sister-in-law worked for them for a little bit.
Ah.
Where are they?
Well, Texas.
Yeah.
I hear that's a really nice place to live.
It's Houston, I think, but I don't remember
that's
exactly.
Not a nice place to live.
No, it was in San Antonio. It was around.
I'm sorry. You're right. It is San Antonio. You're absolutely right. And they were like, sir, your insurance is not expired. But they said, look, since Maryland thinks it has, we'll send them all the paperwork to tell them it isn't.
Wow.
So once they clear that up, I'll be able to go in. And the reason I couldn't do it online is because the license plate that the jolly old state of Maryland has provided me,
mm-hmm.
the paint has delaminated from the plate.
So inferior so plate manufacturer. Got it.
Yeah, I have a metal plate with numbers embossed in it. But if you were, say, a Leo, a law enforcement officer, and wanted to read that number, you'd be hard pressed to do so.
Are all law enforcement officers Leos?
They're all named Leo, everyone, and they were all born in August.
Okay, so as a Taurus, I can never be a law officer.
I wonder what's going on upstairs. I hear lots of bark, bark, barking.
I look at Joe Biden and I ask that same question.
Yeah. That's funny, that is.
Thank you very much. I'm here all week. Well, actually, no, I'm not.
Did you send us the picture of him with the helmet?
I did send you that picture. Ladies and gentlemen, I have just one question. And this is a rhetorical question since we don't actually take calls yet. If you were to receive a signed piece of sports memorabilia from an entire team, okay? That object would be something you would revere. You might put it on a stand, put it on a shelf somewhere, maybe even put a spotlight on it.
Case.
Yes. So allegedly, the Kansas City Chiefs went to the White House and presented the current occupant with a signed football helmet. Now, any other person on the planet who received a signed football helmet from the Super Bowl champion football team would probably, put it on a stand, put it on a shelf, shine a light on it. Nope. We got a guy just put it right on his head. And I don't care who you are, dudes wearing suits and a football helmet look like dorks.
Yeah. That would be saying
that is,
you were
that
in
is,
a suit in a tank.
Right. That is irrespective of your political persuasion. Any dude wearing a suit and a football helmet looks like he's wearing a helmet for another reason. I'm just saying. Like not to hurt himself.
You don't know that was not the case.
Well, that's true. Yeah,
and this is a man who falls upstairs.
Yeah. He may have thought they finally gave him the protection the real protection he has been asking for.
I'm good now.
So, yes.
Yeah.
It's a big, shiny helmet. He looks.
You know, it would be better if it had one of those little whirly gigs on the top so he has, you know, something to do.
Oh, and people have already said, I'm sure the Babylon Bee is working on that story right now.
They've been laughing so hard in the office, they haven't actually probably been able to write any copy. That's the only reason you don't see it.
I would work there for free. I would. It would be fun as heck. Anyway, so yes.
Can you imagine working there?
Well, I'm sure there's plenty of death threats.
So how is that different from any other day?
Well, I don't get death threats right now. I don't think so.
When was the last time you were in Baltimore?
That would be the fifth of never.
I know you've been there.
I have not been to Baltimore in probably... Let's see. We had a company event there.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was like 5 years, 4 years.
It wasn't that long ago.
Are you sure? You didn't go. Sure. You worked for the company at the time.
Yeah.
Wasn't that 4 years ago? You've been gone for a while, dude.
Been gone for 3 years.
Right. And you didn't work for us when you left. So you had already left.
But that's no. The event happened that time that when I was like right before I was leaving. It was end of the year.
All right. So, okay. 3 years ago instead of four. My mistake.
While it doesn't matter, the whole point is
I was wrong.
You were rolling the dice with your life.
Yes.
going
and I prefer not to do that ever again. Thanks. Nope, nope, nope.
If you don't have the goon's charisma check.
I don't.
It can go bad.
Horribly, horribly wrong, I think is the phrase we're looking for here.
If there's a way, if a little blood transfusion, whatever you need. What's your blood type?
A negative.
Okay, you're covered. No. Negative.
Yeah, I'm dead.
I'm
7% of this in the whole country. Yeah, it's not good.
You can't have the positive one, can you? It'll like be bad.
No, it's really, horrible. Bad.
Bad, muy mal.
Yeah. So you want to know about my other car, since I could sort of wrap up the whole car thing, because I'm still sad.
Okay. We could talk about the other car thing.
The one car that has the dead battery.
Yes.
Because when you take the key out, a little alarm goes off.
Right.
That tells you you still have the key in, but it only happens when you take the key out. Which is it's not according to spec. But usually when you shut the door, it stops. Well, it isn't doing that anymore, and it drains the battery. So I had been trying to recharge the battery, which I finally got done today. And helpful Jacob, the Israeli, sent me one of those big battery jump start boxes to try and start the car. But I managed to trickle charge it and get it started. And now the battery is maintaining itself. The problem is stopped, but it's sitting over at Jacob's getting ready to be fixed. And you know he's going to call me and go, there's nothing wrong. What are you, nuts?
Right. He doubts your sanity on a regular basis.
How did you trickle charge it?
I have a trickle charger.
You got it
for me.
Say that three times fast.
It's the one you gave me.
Yeah, that's what I was hinting at.
Yeah. And I mean,
he's poking for a thank you, Goon. Yeah.
Thank you.
And where'd you get that trickle charger, Goon?
And I couldn't, for some reason, when it was cold out, I couldn't get it to trickle charge. And I'm like, I don't know what the problem is. And apparently it was just cold. Or I had run the battery down so much, I eventually disconnected it, trickle charged it for a day and a half. And it came right up to speed. Now it's running. Yay.
That's the way I do it.
That's the way you roll.
What can I say?
Well, when the engine's running.
Bad when it rolls and the engine isn't even on.
Yeah, then what you have is a video for America's Funniest Home Videos.
Does that even exist anymore?
It does.
I'll bet it's funny.
Well, it's got dude from Fresh Prince.
Oh, Phil Alfonso Riviera?
Yeah, him. So yes, it can still be funny even regardless.
We could just run political news, and that would be just as funny.
It would. And maybe we'll do that next week. You know.
Doofus in a suit wearing a football helmet, say?
Yes.
I don't know. Because you got to remember, only half the people are going to appreciate it, and the other half are not. Because that's the way the country works right now.
Sure thing.
That's true. Half of us hate the other half.
I don't hate
it. And if you're George Carlin, then half of you are stupid. The other half are stupider than that.
He did get a little bitter as life went on.
Did
he get bitter, or did he just get more observant?
Oh, I'm sure. Well, that's the problem, of course. One leads to the other.
Yeah, nowhere in there did I say he was wrong.
No, you did not. And much like George's observance, I'm, trying to be a little observant myself. And I observe that we are at that point where we're going to finish up this episode of Car Talk. ladies and gentlemen, I hope you've enjoyed this show. I know I've enjoyed this show. And please look forward to another show, which we will enjoy doing for you at some later point. But before we go, We would love for you to listen very carefully and intently and with all of the focus of your brain to the goon and our wonderful commercial messages.
Tonight's episode brought to you in part by Goodbye Beast of the Silver Truck. Hugh taps in the background, 20 years, 357,000 miles, and thanks for the memories. Goon will miss you, Beast. And Ode to a Big Hole in the Ground. Crutch looks forward to viewing millions of years of erosion and good food and a well-earned break. And the Rain Dance. Chief stops doing them so storms will finally stop assaulting the ground in his corner of Texas, and he and Mr. Browning can get some outside work done. Swimming with the Fish is produced by Happy Pole LLC, copyright 2024, all rights reserved.